What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is the Positive Truth.
Tú sabes.
We're all about bringing the community together, stopping the fear, stopping the hatred. If you are new to the podcast, we do positive news stories 3 days a week. We'll bring on a crazy, fun, great interview that's doing positive things in the community. If you want to support the podcast, leave us a 5-star review. Helps us out so much. Like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about this positivity we're spreading. Follow all our social media accounts below. Our Facebook, where we post positive news stories 5 days a week. And our cool videos, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing, sir. How are you?
Doing wonderful. So this is a special Monday episode where we talk about a couple of our favorite positive news stories.
Yes, sir.
That we've covered in the past month and how we can use them to change our own community for the better.
Indeed.
Tim, do you want to start?
I shall. So, I know I brought this up, but it's a running story. And you know me, tú sabes. That guy, Justin Gallegos, who got signed to Nike, that has cerebral palsy. If you guys have not checked out this video, I demanded everybody that was listening to check this out because it was amazing. We uploaded it to our Facebook page. Please go to our Facebook page or just go to Google or YouTube and search Justin Gallegos. So I decided...
Can you spell that?
Justin, you know, J-U-S-T-I-N, and Gallegos is G-A-L-L-E-G-O-S.
Okay.
There we go. But I did a little bit of research on him, and I had no idea that he had a challenge to break 2 hours. He had this challenge before this contract.
You want to tell the whole story just in case someone didn't hear it the first time?
Man, all right. So check this out. There was a marathon runner. And basically, this marathon runner was trying to break the world record. Or, well, trying to break 2 hours in a marathon, which is bananas. I think the world record is like 2 hours flat in like some seconds or maybe 2 hours and 1 minute. And basically what happened was Justin saw that he was trying to break 2 hours. And it inspired him, you know, to run a half marathon, which he did. Ran it about 2 hours and 30 minutes. And realize that he has a goal to break 2 as well. So you have one on a national platform trying to break 2 hours in a marathon, which is incredible in its own. Then you have Justin Gallegos, you know, a college runner that has cerebral palsy, who's already overcame the odds, is trying to break 2 hours in a half marathon as a personal goal. It's amazing. He's yet to do it. He's still training. Obviously, this man just got a professional contract with Nike, you know, Nike running on top of that.
You
want
to tell the story about how he got his first contract?
Man, the commercial is amazing. So basically, you have to check out the commercial to see the video, but I'll give you a quick summary. What happened was is he's running in his very last cross-country race and in college, runs for Oregon, walk-on, and he crosses the finish line. He's with all his competitors. They're talking. They're all kind of circled up, and he thought the cameras were there for to shoot just a documentary over him running in his last cross-country race. And little did he know that basically the director of contracts, like I guess I'm not exactly sure what his title was, that's in charge of giving professional contracts out, was there waiting for him at the finish line with the professional contract. In the video, you get to see his reaction to it, and I teared up. I mean, this is like something that, you know, I dream about, and I don't have issues with my muscles or joints or anything. And this man that has all these issues overcame some odds, like crazy odds. Like this man could barely walk, let alone run. And now he's a professional runner. Super inspiring. Brought tears to my eye when I saw the commercial. I know Super Producer JoJo said it was amazing as well. So if you have not checked it out, please go to our Facebook page and check it out. Or just YouTube Justin Gallegos.
So, you know, just talk to Super Producer JoJo. If you're watching the video version, commercials going on right here somewhere in the century spot.
Hopefully. I looked up and stuff. Hopefully it's there. If not, JoJo, sorry, man.
Tim, you should do your lightning at the end. Anyway, continue.
Nah, man, JoJo, you leave me hanging. I'm over here. Nothing's coming out of my hands. JoJo's laughing in the back right now.
But anyway, yes, that's an awesome positive news story. If you want to see it, check out our video version. It's right here somewhere. But Tim, how do you use this story to make your own community better?
We just finished up our cross-country season recently. And man, at our regional cross-country meet, it's the meet that we go to qualify for state. I coach in the inner city, and it's a passion of mine. I use this video, among some other things that I've noticed around that these kids are going through, to motivate these kids. And I let them know about this video. And some of them are like, yeah, I saw that, coach. I saw that. And I'm like, You guys are making up excuses that you guys don't want to run because you're sleepy, you don't feel good. I'm not feeling it today. And this guy literally has issues with his whole entire body where he can't even walk. And you guys are making up excuses. This man has no excuse. We break out every single day by saying no excuse. I went into this long spill over holding yourself accountable and believing in yourself and overcoming adversity and all this. I just went in on him. And we actually got to watch a video, a few of us that were at practice that day, at the end of practice. And these kids basically showed up. We even had one kid qualify for state. They did whatever they needed to do. And it was pretty awesome. I feel like just watching this video, if you're a runner, any type of runner, whether you're new or professional, it's definitely going to motivate you to want to go outside and run some miles for sure.
So use
this as a coach for sure. As a coach, I use this as a tool to inspire and motivate.
Overcoming adversity.
Tú sabes.
Well, the story I picked is a story we recently did on one of our Tuesday or Wednesday, Friday episodes. It's about a Montreal man named Ben Williams, 35 years old, super frugal. So he works at a farm in Montreal and he's living basically rent free. So he lives where he works and he's paid in vegetables. Now he's like, I don't really care about most things. He's like, he's a vegetarian. He has like really few objects, but he's like really passionate about like farming and like being a vegetarian vegetables. So what he does is he's making, on top of like his work paying for his living, he gets like $400, $500 extra a week. So he buys extra vegetables and he takes them into Montreal and he gives them out for free.
Wow.
Been doing it for basically a week. I mean, not a week. He does it every week. He's been doing it for like a year. And it's just like, he wants to create a genuine culture of sharing. Breaking away from consumerism. And he's just like, hey, free organic vegetables. And these are nice vegetables, Tim. Look at these.
Man, yeah, they definitely look they look amazing for sure.
So he just comes out to the park. He basically gets a free ride in. There's apps where you can like couch surfing. Like he goes in there, he's living just completely for free. He didn't have any extra money. And he just comes in, puts all these extra vegetables in a park and is like, hey, free vegetables for anyone.
That's amazing, man.
And just creating a culture of sharing is just awesome. And that's what I took away from this. Like anyone that sees this, we can all create a culture of sharing and caring in our own communities. We all have excessive things that we're good at. It's so like you, speedster, you running all the time, right?
I love that form right now, though, man.
That's not actually how I run. Tim is mocking me. Just saying. Anyway, but like you spread your passion through running in the community. I'm trying to spread my positivity by just telling people I believe in it and, every single day.
Absolutely.
And it's just like, it's just a culture of sharing and caring. And we all can do one thing, just one small thing that we're really good at. So if you're a really good teacher and it's like, oh, I'm a professor for like chemistry and you know, like all these kids are struggling in chemistry and you go to your church and it's just like, hey, I'll do free tutoring for everyone for like 2 hours or 1 hour once a week. Culture of sharing and caring. It's just like small little things. If we all are like Ben Williams, which is, this is awesome, by the way, he said he's going to move to other farms and do this in other cities. Try to get this to spread and happen everywhere. If that's your ultimate goal in life, giving up free vegetables and like better person than I.
That's gonna be an amazing journey.
What's funny is in this little article, he's like, yeah, sometimes when I'm having a bad day, I like to eat junk food. And I'm like, real person, I can relate to that too. But I just love everything about this story. It's my favorite positive news story of the past month.
I like that, man. That's all I got.
Do you have a... I think we're done with our two favorites. Check those out. We'll be back Wednesday, Friday for more positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
I do not, sir. Do you have one off the top of your head?
I do.
Oh, JP killed the game right now. Let's get it.
I'm probably going to misquote it, and our super producer is going to make fun of me forever. It's from Albus Dumbledore. You know who that is?
Harry Potter. Let's do this.
It does not do well to dwell on dreams and forget to live.
If there's no lightning here, I quit.
It's not like we're paying you, Tim.
Touche.
This is our shit. This is our culture of caring and sharing.
I hear that. Let's do it.
We'll be back Wednesday with more positive news stories. We're going to have 6 new positive news stories to spread some positivity through your day. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe, and we're out.
Stay positive.